First of all, I would like to thank the organizers for giving me the opportunity to talk today. Allow me to introduce myself. I'm Jason Timoyannis, as you said, and I'm currently working towards my PhD at the University of Athens under the supervision of Professor Theoharis Apostolatos. In general, today I would like to talk about extreme migration spirals. This presentation is based on a recently submitted study in collaboration with Georgios Loukas Yarakopoulos and Theoharis Apostolatos. First, I will give a, I will provide an overview of the presentation. A mathematical tool for modeling extreme migration spirals is the Matheson-Papapetrou-Dixon equations, which, as we know, is an underdetermined set of equations in the sense that it has to be supplemented by auxiliary constraints known as spin supplementary conditions. Then I will focus on the case of circular orbits of the inspiraling body around the equatorial plane of the central black hole. I will analyze the expansion method of the orbital frequency in the, of the inspiraling body in power series of the spin. And by taking into account the fact that the position of its center of mass is shifted under the change of spin supplementary condition, I will try to explain the observed discrepancies in the orbital frequencies under three different formalisms, under three different spin supplementary conditions. A lot of things have been mentioned in the previous talks about the theoretical background of Matheson-Papapetrou-Dixon equations, so I will try to be as quick as possible. In brief, the four-dipole version of Matheson-Papapetrou-Dixon equations in appropriate units can be seen in relations 1 and 2. This version is accompanied by the fact, by the assumption that the inspiraling body is an extended spinning test body, and as a result, it does not deform the background space-time due to its own gravity, and it is characterized solely by two quantities, its mass and its spin. A few quick words about the symbolisms. Relation N describes the spin curvature coupling with P mu and U nu, the four momentum and the four velocity of the spiraling body, respectively. S kappa lambda is a spin tensor, and we can check from relation 2 that the presence of spin destroys the linearity between the four momentum and the four velocity, which is present at the geodesic level. So now, the basic problem. The Matheson-Papapetrou-Dixon equations are 4 from relation 1 and 6 from relation 2. That's it. That's 10 equations in total. The unknowns, though, that should be involved are 4 for the 4 momentum, 4 for the 4 velocity, and 6 for the spin tensor. That is 14 parameters in total. This means that the spin supplementary condition is necessary to be imposed in order to compute all variables. Spin supplementary conditions in general can be brought in the form V mu S mu nu equals 0, with V mu a reference for vector which is associated with the observer. Technically, a spin supplementary condition imposes three linearly independent equations, which combined with the normalization conditions of the four velocity and the reference for vector, fix the center of mass of the spinning test body. From the established spin supplementary conditions, I would like to talk about Tulji-Dixon condition, Matheson-Pirani spin supplementary condition, and the Hassi-Kirian-Semerak spin supplementary condition. For the Tulji-Dixon condition, the reference for vector is chosen to be proportional to the spinning body's four momentum, with the mu constant upon evolution and recognized as its mass, as the mass of the inspiraling body. For the Matheson-Pirani spin supplementary condition, the observer commutes in a reference frame which coincides with the rest frame of the body. A different notion now, M, is recognized as the mass of the inspiring body and is now constant upon evolution. Finally, under the Ohashi-Kirian-Semerak spin supplementary condition, one exploits the freedom in the choice of the reference four vector of M nu in order to make the four momentum and the four velocity linear, parallel, as in complete analogy to the geodesic level. For this last spin supplementary condition, the two notions of mass are equivalent, while for all three discussed spin supplementary conditions, the measure of spin is constant independently of the background space-time. Okay, we will now concentrate on the case of circular equatorial orbits. For that kind of orbits, the radial and polar components of the four momentum and the four velocity vanish, and that is fulfilled for all three examined spin supplementary conditions. As a result, one gets only two non-identical Matheson-Papapetrou-Dixon, only two non-identically zero Matheson-Papapetrou-Dixon equations, as you can see in relations three and four. We handle the problem analytically for a generalized stationary axisymmetric space-time with reflection symmetry, SR space-time. Relations 3 and 4 now, combined with the normalization conditions of the reference four vector of the four velocity, along with the definition equation of the orbital frequency of the spinning test body, provide us with a polynomial to omega, to the orbital frequency. We produced a quadratic equation under the Tuljev-Dixon spin supplementary condition and the quartic equation under the Matheson-Pirani spin supplementary condition, which can be solved analytically. While for the Ohashi-Kirian-Semerak spin supplementary condition, we derive a much more complicated 12th order polynomial equation. Due to the lengthy expressions, I will discuss the Schwarzschild background space-time case as an example. For the Tuljev-Dixon and the Matheson-Pirani spin supplementary conditions, the proposed method reproduces results of past publications. And for the Ohashi-Kirian-Semerak spin supplementary condition, the 12th order polynomial is reduced to a sextic equation, and more specifically to a cubic equation with respect to omega squared, which can be solved analytically. Instead of solving the corresponding polynomial equations for the orbital frequency for omega analytically, when this is possible, we can express the spinning body's orbital frequency in terms of its dimensionless spin. This is indeed a justified conception for the case of extreme Athracian spirals, since the inspiraling body's spin in appropriate units, dimensionless, is several orders of magnitude smaller than one. Thus, by substituting the power series for orbital frequency into the polynomial equations for every spin supplementary condition separately, we can solve and find the omega zero term, that is the geodesic term, the omega one term, which is the linear with respect to the spin term, and so on up to n equal four, up to the four order. The expansion has been terminated at that level, as the discrepancies among the examined spin supplementary conditions have become apparent. By doing so for a generic circular equatorial orbit of arbitrary radius, we summarize our results concerning the orbital frequencies in this table. In the first line of the table, we can recognize the well-studied Keplerian term, which is present at the geodesic level, r to the minus 3 over 2. Moreover, we observe that the Tuljev-Dixon spin supplementary condition is equivalent up to quadratic terms with respect to the spin, to the Matheson-Pirani spin supplementary condition. While the Tuljev-Dixon spin supplementary condition compared to the Ohashi-Kirian-Semerak spin supplementary condition appear to have not that strong convergence, they are equivalent up to linear terms with respect to the spin. As you can see, I would like to mention I'm talking about the omega plus, the positive, let's say, orbital frequencies. The obtained results are the same in the Schwarzschild case for the negative, let's say, orbital frequencies branch that only has alternative sign in even terms. Let's now do the same, not for an arbitrary CEO, circular equatorial orbit, but for the innermost stable circular orbit, DISCO. By employing the same power series expansion, we can see that the convergence between all three examined spin supplementary condition is improved. Namely, the Tulchev-Dixon and the Matheson-Pirani spin supplementary conditions are now equivalent up to cubic terms with respect to the spin of the inspiraling body. While the Tulchev-Dixon compared to the Ohashi-Kirian-Semerak spin supplementary conditions also appear to have stronger convergence up to quadratic terms with respect to the spin. In our effort to explain this difference, this different behavior between an arbitrary circular equatorial orbit and the innermost stable circular orbit, we apply the correction to the position of the centroid of the spinning body imposed by the alteration of spin supplementary condition. This is achieved by shifting from the Matheson-Pirani or the Ohashi-Kirian-Semerak frame to the Tulchev-Dixon frame with all tilde quantities referring to the latter, to the Tulchev-Dixon spin supplementary condition frame. What's important? Okay, thank you. What's important here is that the introduction of the centroid shift fixes the difference in the cubic term with respect to the spin concerning the Matheson-Pirani and the Tulchev-Dixon spin supplementary conditions. Indeed, it's identical, the omega-3 terms, let's say. the same behavior appears in the comparison of the Tulchev-Dixon spin supplementary condition with the Ohashi-Kirian-Semerak spin supplementary condition after we fix, after we correct the position of the centroid. So the disagreement is removed in the quadratic term with respect to the spin among these two spin supplementary conditions. And let's wrap up. In conclusion, we can see that the shift of the centroid of the inspiraling body due to the change of spin supplementary condition appears to be necessary, a necessary step in order to explain the discussed differences in the orbital frequency. More precisely, in the context, at least for circular equatorial orbits around the Schwarzschild black hole, all three examined spin supplementary conditions are equivalent up to quadratic spin terms, contrarily to the community's belief, which talked about linear equivalence with respect to the spin. The spherical symmetry breaking does not affect the conclusions. We have strong indications that all three discussed spin supplementary conditions are equivalent up to quadratic spin terms in the case of a spinning body moving in a Kerr ground space-time. Furthermore, higher order corrections to the power series, such as corrections correlated with the alteration of the dimensionless spin under the change of spin supplementary condition, fail to further improve the convergence of the power series. The most probable reason behind this fact is the inadequacy of the pole-dipole approximation to accurately describe the problem. We should include the quadrupole terms in the Matheson-Petrov-Dixon equations, terms that contain information about the distortion of the spinning body moving in the gravitational field of the central black hole in order to have a better agreement in terms of a power series expansion. And I would like to point out again that there is a more extended discussion in our recently submitted study. Thank you very much for your attention.